AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is in North Carolina looking at damage from Hurricane Helene. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Georgia.
The needs of people who must be seen, must be heard. These are very difficult times. And in a moment of crisis, I think that really does bring out the best of who we are.
The number of dead from Helene in six states is up to at least 179. President Biden plans to go to Florida and Georgia tomorrow. The president is urging Israel against a particular response after Iran fired about 180 missiles at Israel.
Asked if he'd back an Israeli attack on Iranian nuclear sites,
the answer is no.
Saying he and fellow G7 leaders who talked this morning amid fears the region will devolve into all-out war would rather see Israel mount a more proportional response. Whatever it is, UN Ambassador Danny Danone says there will be one.
It will be painful.
Iranian Ambassador Amir Saeed Iravani says the missile strikes were in self-defense after months of Israeli aggression and gave his own warning.
Iran is fully prepared to take further defensive measures.
As the UN Security Council met in emergency session, Secretary General Antonio Guterres pleaded for all parties to stand down.
This deadly cycle of tit-for-tat violence must stop.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is in battleground state Michigan after last night's debate with Tim Walz.
I feel a little bad for Governor Walz. And the reason I feel bad for him is because he has to defend the indefensible. And that is the record of Kamala Harris.
A San Diego doctor, Mark Chavez, charged in connection with Matthew Perry's fatal overdose, pleaded guilty in Los Angeles to conspiring to distribute the surgical anesthetic ketamine. He is the third person to admit guilt following the death of the star of TV's Friends last year. This is AP News. The search for the missing continues in Nepal.
Trying to recover the bodies of some of the 220-plus killed in flooding and landslides. The weather's now improving. Workers are clearing some of the highways that were blocked by landslides. Sections of several highways next to raging rivers were washed away, however, and these repairs will likely take much longer. The disaster comes just ahead of the country's biggest festival, Dasein, which begins on Thursday when people return home to celebrate with their families. The damage to the roads is likely to hamper festival travel plans for many. The government says it's focusing on helping people who were stranded and who have lost their homes in the flooding and landslides. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The debate is leaning away from allowing women to take on ordained roles in the Catholic Church. The second phase of Pope Francis's reform project opened with an agenda topped by calls for women to take up more positions of responsibility. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.